Good morning, everyone. Today is the 11th of April, 2021, Sunday morning. We're gathered down here at the cabin this morning. A little nippy, but we turned the little heater on, so it's warming up pretty quick. It's supposed to get up in the 70s, I think, today. Just a minute, what? Oh, okay. Rosette's going to go. I don't think we'll need them. We can sing a couple songs. Okay, you don't have to go get them. We forgot and left our big books over in the other camper. So we'll have to ad lib a little bit this morning. I would encourage you all to listen to this morning's devotional. I've gotten some pushback on it. Some people didn't want to hear it. The title of this morning's devotional was Vaccination Warning Burnout. And I'm getting really tired of everybody sending me these emails telling me all about the vaccinations, all the problems with the vaccinations, all of the issues with the, you know, with the lockdowns and COVID-19 and the pandemic and all of that stuff. And I'm just frankly, now there might people say, well, you have, you're getting used to your abuser. They got a term for that. Well, you know what? What does Scripture have to say about it? What does Scripture have to say about it? It says to joy in your persecutions, does it not? It says that all that are in Christ shall suffer persecution. So if you're in Christ, you're going to suffer persecution. Doesn't mean you have to like it. Doesn't mean you have to accept it. But you don't have to rant and rave day in and day out, hour after hour after hour about it. Give me a break. You're doing as much as to persecute the church of God as the people that are doing it itself by ranting and raving about it all the time. Have you ever thought about that? Anyway, think about it if you haven't thought about it, okay? All right, so the first song we're going to sing this morning is taken out of this little poem book. It's the first poem in the poem book, and it's called True Story. And Mark's going to read a few scriptures before we sing, and then we're going to sing that for you.
Yeah.
Hello, Mark. Yeah.
Isaiah 14:18, of chapter 33. The sinners of Zion are afraid, the fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the iron fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding the bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high, his place defense shall be niched in rocks. Bread shall be given him, his water shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king and his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Thine heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counteth the towers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to sing a true story. Mm-hmm. Looking back in history, we see events unfold. And the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It is not just a novel, know the story is true. How God sent his son to die to redeem his chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with a three in one made provision for the sinner. Through his blood the work is done. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, scripture tells us that he was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined. Yes, it was his master plan. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with the three in one made provision for the sinner. Through his blood the work is done. Well, the next song we're going to sing is called, see if we can remember it. It's called Praise Him, Praise Him. We'll start, see how far we get with it. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. King of earth, His wonderful words proclaim. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Praise Him, praise Him, ever His glorious name. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. Okay, let's sing the song, I Will Praise Him. We'll see how far we can get with that one. I will praise Him, I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm so glad He took me in. He's forgiven my transgressions. He has cleansed my heart from sin. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. Well, another one we sing quite a bit is, Oh, Say, But I'm Glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Wonderful, marvelous love He brings into a heart that's sad. Jesus will take all your burdens away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Well, let's sing the song, He is Able. That little chorus, He is Able. He is able, He is able. I know the Lord is able.
I know the Lord is able to carry me through, for he heals the brokenhearted, and he sets the captive free. He raised the dead to life again, and he did the same for me. He is able, he is able. I know the Lord is able. I know the Lord is able to carry me through.
Well, what about the song, Why Should I Worry or Fret? Let's see, how does it start? Why should I worry or fret? For I know he holds the future, and I know he holds my hand, and I know just as sure as I'm singing this song, I'm a part of his almighty plan. I believe, so why should I worry or fret? He holds the future in the palm of his hand. The Lord has never failed me yet. I know he is with me and he still has control. So why should I worry or fret? I believe. So why should I worry or fret? Well, let's try to sing that song by Crouch. I've got confidence. When trouble is in my way, and I can't tell my night from day, when I'm tossed from side to side like a ship on the raging tide, I won't worry, I won't fret. He has never ever failed me yet. Troubles come from time to time, but that's all right, I'm not the worrying kind, cause I've got confidence. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me. When Job was oh so alone, and the flesh fell from his bones, when his wife, his cattle, his children, everything that he had was gone. Job, in his despair, he knew that God still cared. Sleepless days and sleepless nights. But Job just said, "Bye, that's all right, because I've got confidence. God is going to see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's going to fix it for me." Well, there's a song we sing. It's called we'll sing maybe the first verse of it.
Yeah.
Wonderful Grace of Jesus. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled. By his transforming power, making me God's dear child, making me peace and comfort for all eternity. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, higher than the mighty rolling sea. Wonderful grace, all sufficient for me, for even me, broader than the scope of my transgression, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the wondrous grace of Jesus, praise his name. Well, we'll end this little singspiration with a doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below.
Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Well, we had to kind of ad lib there because we didn't have our books this morning. We're glad you could join us. I want to look at a passage this morning. It's getting warm in here now. I'm going to have to turn this down. I may have to take this jacket off. Anyway, it's warming up really quick. If you have your Bibles, you might want to look in the, follow along with me. You might want to look in the fifth chapter of Luke. Fifth chapter of Luke. Before I get into the fifth chapter of Luke, though, I want to read a verse that Rick Batorik sent me after reading the devotional this morning, and I thought it was very apropos, so I want to read it. And it's taken from the fifth chapter of Mark, I believe. Mark 5:19. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee.
What verse are you in?
That's Mark 5:19.
Okay.
Mark, not Luke.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, now, the reason that's so apropos is that isn't that really what we should be doing right now rather than complaining about all of the shut lockdowns and the and our rights being violated and the vaccine and all this stuff? Shouldn't we go home and tell our friends how great things the Lord has done for us and how He's had compassion on us? Shouldn't we be thankful for what God has done? I think that's a very appropriate verse. Now, we're looking this morning, like I said, in the fifth chapter of Luke. And it came to pass, I'm starting with verse 1, and it came to pass, as the people passed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Notice he was not preaching in a mega church, and he wasn't even preaching in a synagogue. He was preaching in a boat. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. You know, I've often said, you know, Peter was a professional fisherman, you know, and also his partners were as well. And here some person, Jesus Christ, of course, comes along and basically questions them about, you know, tell them to go out further in the deep and let down their nets. You notice the only thing Simon said is, you know, we have toiled all night. They were tired. And we haven't caught anything. Not one fish have we caught after all night long. But he said, nevertheless, thy word, I will let down the net. That was a good decision that he made, prompted by the Holy Spirit of God, of course, that he would follow the master's command. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Now, here's the reason I wanted to cover that. Jesus Christ commanded Peter to go out further in the deep and to cast his nets down after he had been fishing all night long. And Peter obeyed him. And Peter saw the mighty power of God demonstrated. And so did the rest of his partners. His partners were James and John, which were both the sons of Zebedee. And they also saw his power. And as a result of seeing Christ's power, their response was they forsook all and followed him. Now, have we forsaken all and followed Christ? Do we believe that God has the power to deliver us from this cursed evil world? Are you living in fear that God can provide for you during this pandemic? Are you living in fear that God cannot protect you from this vaccination? Are you living in fear of all the lockdowns and the social distancing and the fear of losing your jobs? Did Christ provide for Peter, James, and John? And he didn't provide just once. He provided over and over and over again. He fed 5,000 people with a few barley loaves and fishes, and also 4,000 people with a few barley loaves and fishes. He said that we are to consider the lilies of the field. They toil not nor spin not. But Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. He said, take no thought for your life. There's a lot of people taking an awful lot of thought for their life right now. They act as if they're going to live forever. He says, take no thought of your life, what you put on or what you eat. Why do people get so preoccupied with all the worries of their health, their wealth, their careers, their children, their grandchildren, their assets, their silver, their gold, their 401ks, their life insurance policies, they spend all of this time worrying, and they don't even enjoy what little life they have. Life is but a vapor, it passeth away. And people are preoccupied. That's exactly what the government wants to do. This new world order wants to get us so distraught that it causes us to live in fear. Perfect love casteth out fear. Does it not? Perfect love casteth out fear. And so that's my message this morning. If God can provide 4,000 and 5,000 people with a few barley loaves and two fishes and having 12 baskets full left over. If he can fill two ships full of fish just by him casting out their nets, do you think he cannot provide for you and your family? Well, there's a lot of people that aren't showing that they have a lot of faith by their actions. Talking about how bad things are. How, yes, we're living in perilous times. But, you know, he says, when all these things begin to come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. We should be joyful right now. I don't know how many people I've had send me emails and tell me, you got to look, it's a must you look at this email. This is a must read. You got to know the latest on this. Well, I'll tell you what I've been doing lately. So if you don't send me any more warnings on the vaccination, I've had my belly full. Don't send me anymore, because I'm telling you, I'm just going to hit the old delete button. That's what I'm going to do. I'm through with vaccination warnings. I'm through with, I'm not going to, it's like a friend of mine used to say, I'm not sure saying that he does it, but he used to say, I'm not going to play pandemic. But a lot of people are playing pandemic. Let us return to the bishop of our souls. Let us return to the loving kindness of Christ. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. I'm in 37th Psalm. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. I don't want to hear any more about Bill Gates. I don't want to hear any more about Fauci. I don't want to hear any more about Biden. I don't want to hear it. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust ye in the Lord, and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any way to do evil, for evildoers shall soon be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yet thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be, but the weak shall inherit the earth, meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Well, that's my message this morning. And so let us remember that we're not playing pandemic. We're telling our, we're going and telling people what great things God has done for us. We're proclaiming the salvation is of the Lord. Jonah found out where salvation was from. Job found out where salvation was from. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found out who salvation was from. Daniel found out who salvation was from. Paul found out who salvation was from. Have you found out? Or do you think it's by getting a stimulus check? Or by getting poked in the arm two or three times? Or by going around warning everybody about what you must do? We're going to sing the little hymn, There's More With Us Than Be With Him. We're going to go out with that this morning. Because guess what? All the angels of heaven are on the side of God's elect. all the angels of heaven are on our side. There's more with us than be with him. We're on the winning side. With battles unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and guide. There's none to fear while he is near. Though fierce the conflict may be, we'll never give in the fight against sin. With Christ there is victory. There's more with us than be with him. Lord, open our eyes to see. The mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array. But with Christ in the lead, we're sure to succeed. We're certain he's won the day. There's more with us than be with him. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and guide. There's none to fear when he is near. Though fierce the conflict may be, we'll never give in the fight against sin. With Christ there is victory.
Well, we hope you have a blessed day today. And hopefully you'll take this message to heart. God bless.